Hello, Jay.
Hi, Caroline. What a surprise.
Yeah, isn't it? I was in the area and thought I'd stop by. May I come in?
How have you been? I haven't heard from you since
Thanksgiving.
Oh, don't start with that again.
Of course not. I come in peace. But come on, you enjoy our little fights too. You know how to push my buttons, and you do it on purpose.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, yes, please. I love your home. It's so cozy and homey.
Go ahead and have a seat in the family room while I get us some coffee. I have this new brand.
Jay, I'm so sorry. I just walked in, and your son. Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing.
You can say it. My son is naked.
Yes, completely. And
he has a huge throbbing erection. Tell me something I don't know.
It's so huge and throbbing. And you are okay with that? I always thought you were so conservative when it comes to child raising.
No, I'm not okay with a teenager without self-control. Here's your cup. Let's go sit next to him, and we'll tell you from the beginning. Look who's here. Say hello to Aunt Caroline. Do you mind if we sit beside you? There's plenty of space for the three of us. We'll have you sit between us.
Hi, honey. I haven't seen you in such a big time. A long time. I mean, can't believe it's been such a huge while. Wow, you've had such a growth spurt, young man. You were so skinny when I last saw you. Look at these arms. Do you mind if I touch your shoulders and...
Yes, he has. Honey, your Aunt Caroline was just asking me why you're not wearing any clothes. Go ahead and tell her. No? Why? Is my little man shy all of a sudden?
It's okay, baby. Is mommy making you feel uneasy, or is it my soft hands? You can tell me to stop, but it's been such a long time since I last touched abs like this. And you're still growing?
Well, it's great that you enjoy touching him so much, Caroline. But that's not the reason I have to keep him naked lately. Actually, this is my last resort. If I didn't keep an eye on him, he'd be masturbating and edging all day.
Really? Has he been stroking this thick, throbbing member?
Yes. When I first caught him, I explained that he had to stop the self-abuse because of the medical complications. But he ignored me.
The medical what?
Well, you know, little masturbating boys going blind or ending up in a wheelchair. I don't want him to harm himself. It's called self-abuse for a reason, you know.
Are you kidding me? You told him that jerking off makes you go blind?
Of course I did. Just like I tell him the importance of nutrition, workout, and hygiene. I need to educate him about the dangers of masturbation.
Jay, come on! Do you seriously believe if he touches himself, he'll end up in a wheelchair?
Well, of course not right away, but eventually. When all his spine fluid is depleted. Well, anyways, I caught him again, and I told him he can't be alone in his room anymore, and I need to see his penis at all times. I can tell he's been masturbating because he will be flaccid. A flaccid penis is an abused penis, and he needs to get punished. I read about this on a Christian website. It's called the Cock Zero Treatment.
Oh, my God, Jay. What are you going to do to this poor boy? Do you have any idea? I mean, look at him. He's literally oozing drops of pre-cum from his thick, throbbing cock head on his tight abs. Oh, there's dried semen all over this shivering boy. Oh, you poor baby, how long has mommy been doing this to you? Look at your blue balls. You must be aching.
One day he will thank me for this. I know what's best for him. It's unhealthy and a terrible sin for a boy to masturbate. You have a son at his age, too. How do you keep him from masturbating?
Why should I? As long as I can remember, he liked to touch it, and I guess that turned into masturbating as he grew older. Jay, there is no reason to stop our sons from masturbating. In fact, it's an important part of growing up. You should see him do it. I could watch him for hours stroking his shaft and mumbling. He knows it makes me horny.
What the fuck? You watch him masturbate? You mean you were peeping on him?
Well, at first, but then he caught me in the hallway when I let out a moan. After that, we had this talk and promised not to have secrets. Now it's something we don't feel ashamed of. Honey, does Mommy make you feel ashamed of your feelings? Does she make you hate yourself for having horny thoughts?
What are you doing there? Stop it right now.
What? Touching this hard, throbbing cock? Giving this poor boy a glimpse of hope? Do you have a problem with that, Jay? How does it make you feel? Watching me caress this incredibly hard, twitching man meat on your precious little boy?
Stop it. This is so fucking wrong. You can't do that.
Why not? Because you can't handle it? Because it makes you fucking wet? Are you scared he might blow up all this pent-up sperm on his chest? Do you want Aunt Caroline to keep stroking, baby?
What would you say if I came into your place unannounced and start stroking your son's cock in front of you?
I'd be happy for him. He'd love to have his Auntie Jay touch him. He's obsessed with your round ass and your huge tits. Do you know my boy fantasizes about you? When I told him about our little food fight turned lesbian orgy, he came so hard.
What? You told him about that? That was supposed to be our secret.
He keeps asking me how you taste and how great it felt when I buried my face between your tits and your ass.
Oh my God, Caroline. If you feel like corrupting me or your own son, that's one thing. But my innocent little boy, please stop it. I'm begging you. Let go of his cock. Look at his face. He looks like he's in pain. Is Aunt Caroline hurting you, my poor baby? Your balls look so tight right now. How does that make you feel? Baby, it's okay to tell her to stop if you don't like it. Caroline, please, we've known each other for so long. I know you can't resist a hard cock, but I'm begging you. This is different. This is my son. You've known him since birth. You've carried him around. He even calls you Aunt Caroline. You can't treat him like some random stud you pick up on the streets.
Jay, relax. A boy with a cock like this is a man in my book. I mean, look at this thing. So hard and big. Have you ever touched it? Seriously? This thing needs some relief. No wonder he feels so uncomfortable. This boy hasn't blown a proper load in ages, and when he does, he's in for a spanking. If you keep doing this, he will be psychologically fucked up.
Look who's talking! You masturbate and talk dirty with your own son. He will be fucked up. The Bible's pretty clear on this. Spilling his seed is worse than dumping it in the belly of a whore. You can look it up. What the hell do you think you're doing now?
I'm taking off my shirt. The poor boy is all uncomfortable. All naked. Sandwiched between two fully clothed women. No reason to be so tense, baby. Aunt Caroline likes to get naked, too.
Oh, you dirty whore. Why do you always do something scandalous?
You are calling me a whore? You hypocrite. You need a whore like me around. Without me, you'd never have the nerve to act out your sexual fantasies. I fucking know you want to touch your son's cock. I can smell your cunt. You're soaking wet. Honey, can you smell your mommy's cunt juices too? Yes, you can. It makes you even hornier, doesn't it? She's so horny. She wouldn't stop you if you started stroking your cock right now.
Caroline, keep those pants on.
Fuck no. You love seeing us naked together. Come on, honey. Stroke your cock real slow and look into mommy's angry eyes. I promise you she's too horny to stop you. She needs to see you stroke it. She's been fantasizing about you blowing your load all over the tits that fed you or into the cunt you came from. Admit it, Jay.
Please, Caroline. Stop it. Oh, I should have never told you. I knew you can't keep a secret.
You told me because your subconscious was screaming for help. Your boy needs to blow his load, and you need him to fuck you.
Please. Please don't.
Honey, you know what my son and his friends like to play? A little fun game called Cock Hero. Have you ever heard about that? I thought so. Jay, you look clueless. You should see the boys play it. You should come and visit us one day and we'd do it together. There's a bunch of Cock Hero videos, clips of porn videos with strict stroking instructions. The boys have to stroke it to the beat and whoever lasts the longest wins. I'm usually the referee. If they miss a beat, they have to let go and I take over.
You perverted cunt. Oh, you're going to hell for that.
Oh, shut up. Live a little. It's all fun, and the boys all do it nowadays. It's a whole generation of little porn addicts growing up. Would you like to be mommy's little cock hero? Come on, stroke it for us. Look at my tits and stroke real long and slow. Exactly. Just like that. Oh, good boy. Oh, Jay, look at that. Isn't that a great sight? Come on. Touch your son's balls.
Like this? Baby, is Aunt Caroline right? Is this what you really need? You want your mommy to jerk you off once in a while? Are you sick of walking around with an erection you can't touch without me getting mad? Oh, are you sick of this cock zero treatment?
Cock zero? Tell mommy you want to be her cock hero. Stroke it off for us and show us what a big load you can pump out of those aching blue balls for mommy and Aunt Caroline.
I'm so sorry, baby. I have to admit there is no cock zero movement. I just needed to see your thick, hard cock. And I like spanking you once in a while. I'm a depraved, horny old mother. Please stroke for me. I want to make it up to you.
I knew it. You are the real pervert. I'm just a good sport with my son and his friends. Let me show you how I sometimes make it hard for them to last. Sometimes I get naked like this and touch myself. Like so. My fingers are all wet with my juices. I let a boy who's really close to coming smell my hand.
Oh, you perverted cunt.
That's just me getting started. If that doesn't make a boy come, I straddle him like this. Keep stroking, honey. I want to show your mommy how it's done. Slowly lower myself on the tip. Like this. And when the tip touches my wet, hot cunt lips, they usually blow their load.
Oh, baby. Do you want to blow your load up Aunt Caroline's cunt? It's okay to admit it. Do you want me to suck your balls as you empty yourself into her.
Mm-hmm. Look at him trying to hold back. Oh, honey, I know what you want. I know what both of you want. You want to play hard mode. That's right. That's what you kids call it when you watch Cock Hero with your cock buried in a real pussy. Am I right? Yeah, that's what the boys at my place love to play, too. They bring little cum sluts home and pound them to the rhythm of the video, their eyes glued to the screen. Having your cockhead touching my pussy lips is not enough, huh? You want the motherfucking hard mode. Did you just twitch when I said motherfucking? Oh, you're such a little perv. Oh, keep stroking thy mommy's motherfucking cock, hero.
Oh my God, why are you two looking at me like that? I can't. Please don't make me say it.
Mm-hmm. You know you want to play the motherfucking hard mode with your cock hero of a son.
Oh, yes, I admit it. I want my son to fuck my brains out. I need to feel this hard cock in me. I need you to fill up my fertile cunt with your hot semen. I need you to go from cock zero to cock hero.
And fucking get naked with us and straddle him. Oh, wow, baby, look at your mother's thick ass. Oh, you're so lucky to have this curvy, hot, pervert mother. Oh, those tits. Oh, they're fucking awesome. So huge and round. So warm and suckable. Now, let me get off so you can straddle him. Let me grab your ass and his cock. Mother and son flesh touching is the most arousing thing in the whole universe. You're meant for each other, aren't you?
Yes. Oh my God. I want you to fill me up right now. I can't wait.
Lower yourself. Oh, exactly. Deeper. Oh, and deeper.
Oh, I feel so fucking full. Oh, what a huge cock you have there. Oh, we should have done this so much earlier. So many years. Ah, wasted. So many years we could have spent fucking day in and day out.
Now, Jimmy. Oh, shit. Now, baby. Pound your mother's cunt as hard as you can. Make us proud. Show us your motherfucking cock hero. Just like my son.
You even fuck your son?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should visit us soon. We can have so much fun together. Come on, baby. Tell mommy how bad you want to empty your balls into her. I promise you, I'll let you fuck my ass while my son plows into my horny, depraved cunt next time you visit us.
Yes.
Pump your mommy full of cum. Make us so proud.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, baby. Deeper. Harder. Harder. Oh, don't stop. I'm so fucking close.
Oh, you hear that, a whore of a mother? Oh, make mommy scream. Make her proud. Oh, pump your baby batter into her. Oh, she'll look so sexy with a huge belly and lactating tits. Oh, when she's pregnant. We'll keep her naked all day, right? Naked and dripping milk all over the place. Yes, baby, come. Oh, come real hard. Oh, come in your mother. Oh, fill her. Yes. Yes.
I can feel it. I'm so close, Caroline.
Come with him. Yes.
I can feel it. I'm so close. Oh, Caroline. Oh, Caroline, eat my ass like the good old days.
Yes.
Oh, stick your tongue up my asshole as he comes.
Yes.
Yes. Fuck. Oh, yes, baby. Fuck.
Oh, Wow. This was wonderful. Baby, you are a great cock hero. Look at your mommy's cream pie. I got dibs on eating her out.